I'm Keisha Cole with a Remember on Mpumalanga's Rise FM. It's a Tuesday. On Tuesdays, we do a Showbiz Spotlight to let you know about anything and everything that is happening in the entertainment industry. And today, we're having a conversation with Sean McCullough, who is a producer of the brand new reality show that's going to be coming onto our screen very soon. What is this reality show about? Who are they? Well, he's going to be answering all those questions for us. Good afternoon, Sean. Welcome to Rise FM.
Thank you so much. That is an amazing intro, by the way.
Thank you.
I'm so excited to be having this conversation with you.
Thank you very much. Now, we have been seeing so many promos talking about brand new reality show that is going to be coming onto our screens. Now, who are the Goombies?
Well, the Goombies are an amazing family that is based in KZN, Richards Bay, to be particular. Mm-hmm. And the show revolves around Ulaki Goombi, who is a man who is married to two beautiful wives. Their names are Abaede and Unombuso. And so what the show is basically going to be about is just seeing this man living his life with these two women, as well as his four children. Mm-hmm. With the different households, and basically just, you know, figuring out, just letting people inside the lives of a typical polygamous family that is living La Vida Loca. So you see lots of Versace, lots of entertainment, lots of, you know, drama, lots of funny moments.
Uh-huh.
And just, you know, an insight into his temple polygamous marriage.
Some inside out living La Vida Loca. You're reminding me of Ricky Martin. Now,
that's exactly what you're gonna be seeing.
Yeah, well, definitely looking forward to it. But I want you to take me to the beginning just a little bit, especially in the beginning stages of conceptualizing this show and why it was conceptualized.
You know, we're living we live in urban cities, and we're living our cosmopolitan lives, where people have kind of like shun upon the idea of polygamy.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when you talk about people being in a relationship with two people, what does that mean? You know, there are so many terms right now and so many definitions of what a relationship or a marriage should be. So you hear people talking about polyamorous relationships, being in polygamy relationships and redefining mm-hmm. polygamy. So for us, we found it very interesting in order for us to be able to share and say, hey guys, here is a family that is urban. These people are up to date, you know, as much as they are still a very cultural family and very traditional when it comes to their foundation. But these are well-traveled people. These are typical urban people that are living are living in a polygamous relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So we wanted it to be to showcase really a different family dynamic in television that we kind of haven't seen before. And this is SABC1's first reality television show. So we wanted to a young kid who is 15, 16 year old to be able to see
mm-hmm.
What happens in a household that has two mothers in a household where one man is married to two women. How does that work? You know, the different houses, do the kids refer to both parents as mom
mm-hmm.
or not? You know, just all those dynamics. And I thought it was important for us to be able to showcase that, because, you know, we all come from different backgrounds, but one thing that is universal is that most of us come from, you know, a household where mom and dad raised us, or we know that mom and dad were together.
Yes.
And that's how we're raised, but there weren't two moms or two dads.
Yeah.
We wanted us to showcase a different type of household so that people can learn and, you know, we can begin a dialogue as to whether that's something that you want to be a part of or not.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know as a producer, it's going to be very difficult for you to answer this next question in one sentence, but I want you to do that for me. Are we going to be seeing any traditional or cultural side of the family in the reality show?
Absolutely, and that is the amazing part of Somke, the Goombies, you know, as
yes.
a whole, that as much as you're going to see them going shopping and being very flamboyant,
mm-hmm.
you're also going to see them in the most traditional settings, because these are people who, when we talk about, you know, two worlds meeting, the Goombies are really in that intersection where you get to see the traditional man, and then you also get to see the flamboyant man who wants to get a private jet. So that
yes.
he can go shopping
yeah.
With his wife. So, yeah.
Thank you. After five sentences.
Yeah, I know you want. You know, I want to give more than what you want.
I know.
Here to do.
Yeah, it's okay. So, you know, when you were describing what the show is all about, I kind of, and I'm sure you're expecting this question every time you have a conversation with somebody about this show. I kind of thought about another reality show, which we're not going to mention for the respect of this reality show, but it's got the same elements. You know, they're both from KZN, both businessmen, both in a polygamous marriage, both have a reality show, and many other things that we don't know about. I want to find out, Kutsi, what makes the Goombas different from the other show that we have seen?
From any other show, really, reality show, I don't even want to compare it to just that one particular show, just with the many reality shows that we have in South Africa. What separates the Goombas, I think, like I said, is that it's that intersection where tradition, because what we know, you know, from the reality shows we've seen like very flamboyant people from Joburg, or either they moved to Joburg at a young age and fulfilled their dreams. So they are really not traditional, or you cross over and you see this other reality show where it's based there, everything is really traditional, it's all about just following traditional values, whereas here you see the best of both worlds. You like your Versace, if you like your really big brands and all that ish, you can find it on this show. And if you really appreciate traditional values, you're also going to see this, you're also going to see it, because the dynamics we're dealing with, our three main characters, where it's Lucky Goombi, Yubayete Goombi, who is the first wife, and then the second wife, who is much younger, Unombuso Goombi. We're going to see the age differences, how each and every person approaches the world, how each and every person copes within the relationship as in an urban setting as well as in a traditional setting. Does age become a factor? Become a factor into how we function in this relationship? How do we respect each other? How do we resolve conflict? How do we literally just cope with little things? So the second wife is on social media. She's popular. She's on Instagram. And then she deactivates, reactivates. The first wife, Unombuso Ubayete, you don't find her anywhere on social media. These are different characters where literally it's that intersection between flamboyance and traditional. And how does that work?
Yeah. And you know, it's crazy that you mentioned social media, because when I first saw them, now I know it's the younger wife. And when I saw the other one, I was like, oh, she's the second wife, only to find, no, she's the first one. She's just not on social media. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. We're looking forward to catching it in November. Do you have the exact date?
Listen, 7th of November, I need you guys to be at home at 6 p.m. on SABC 1. Please.
Thank you so much for your time and all the best. We're looking forward to watching it.
Thank you so much, Kitty.
Alrighty, that was Sean McCullough, who is the producer of the brand new reality show that's going to be starting very soon. And like I said, reality shows are my absolute faves. So I'm going to be checking out this one, The Goombas. Make sure you also...